You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Aloha and welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob, and this is episode number 839. Thank you guys for hanging out with us today. Hope things are going well for you. Hope your business is growing. Hope you are about to start a business. If you've been thinking about it, get out there and do it. There's a lot of opportunity. We want to see you get your slice of the pie. Be
get
excited to hear about it. Get it.
Get that rhubarb.
Only 87 high tonight and more thunderstorms. Love it.
Loving the thunderstorms.
Beautiful.
Are you flying? Are you challenging yourself? Do you think that you are one of the best drone pilots around? I'm speaking right now to you. You're like, you know what? I've been flying for a couple years. I got this. I challenge you then to come to the drone you fly in and compete against other pilots in 10 missions to prove how good you are. Now, here's the thing. Is it a competition? Yeah. Do you get to practice in each mission before you actually get tested on it? You do. That's why it's learning. And when you compete and gamify it, you challenge yourself to take on tasks you may not have done before. You're going to want to check it out, and you don't want to miss this. So go to droneyouflyin.com right now and sign up today.
Please do that. And for our question today, we would like to bring it to you on behalf of SkeduDrone.com. They're doing some really cool things over there. Justin, founder of SkeduDrone.com, in trying to make his business more efficient, identified six-step process for trying to automate his business, his entire business. And so they're focused on the very first part of that, which is assisting your clients with their service requests through location-based information collection. And I'm sure they're moving quickly beyond that, but that's just the first step of what SkeduDrone.com can do. It's going to help you make your business run more efficiently from an operations standpoint, documentation standpoint, pricing eventually, invoicing, all of those kinds of things that are a part of running your business. They're working really hard to make it easy for you to do so you can focus more on your clients, enjoying getting out and getting more clients, flying more, improving your value proposition, et cetera, et cetera. So check them out at SkeduDrone.com. You can get 15 days for free through their trial process. And if you decide to move forward on their 20-a-month subscription, well, you can get 25% off of that by using the coupon code DRONEU. Check them out. I think you might find some things that are interesting there.
Hi, guys. Really like your show. Been wanting to ask you, what would be the top five things you need to do to do a real estate video? What would be the most important parts to show? That's a quick question. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Well, I think it's a good question. You know, it's one of those things that it's hard to narrow down to five. But I think what I can talk about is, you know, in order to show those five things well, too, the house also has to be prepared. And if you don't have the forms that are on in the reference, is it reference or resources? I think
resources.
It's the resources section of the website. And there's real estate forms. And customize them, you know, yourself, and send them to realtors before you go do these jobs, because it says, hey, you know, make sure you dust this, you clean this, you turn on all the lights outside and inside, you turn on all the under cabinet lights, you do this.
Put all your pictures away.
Yeah, don't make it personal. No one wants to see your face. You're not that cute.
Well, you might be.
You might be.
But they still want to see their face.
Actually, there was one time that I was at a real estate shoot and I was like, damn, she's hot. Anyway, it'll really help you out. Best things to really cover. One thing I learned statistically from a set of data that I'm not allowed to release is from an insurance company out of Colorado, and they were you know, measuring the successfulness of images and where they were taken in respect to the house. So altitude, position, angle of the sun, different types of things.
Cool.
And they found that images that were taken approximately 30 feet over the house at a slight down tilt where you could see the neighborhood and the area around them were the best-selling drone images. In fact, a lot of realtors only ask for that specific image.
And we're talking image, not video.
Image.
Okay.
Now, if he's shooting video, we want the same thing, but we're probably going to want to ascend. And by the way, thank you for whoever said ascend and descend. I know it probably sounds like a really simple thing to come in and correct us on elevate and de-elevate and whatnot, which are technically words, but ascend and descend do work better. So thanks for your email. Now, that being said, if we were to ascend, tilt our camera down, and yaw left, we can still get this great same image, this same type of image in video. Okay. Sunset is also going to help your shots. Okay. And I'm talking about your video shots and your stills. Your stills should be bracketed and you'll stack them together. That way you get the most exposure in your shadows and the most detail in your highlights. Okay. So what are the top five places to shoot at a house? I would say in front of the house at a kind of a three-quarter angle, maybe a 70-degree tilt on the camera, 30 feet above the roof, with the whole house in frame. That's gonna be one of the shots you're gonna want. The same thing with video. You want that same shot, probably at sunset. When we're talking about the inside of the house, though, if we're talking about the five things on the inside of the house, sorry, I just realized that I was talking about exterior. We're really looking at living spaces, right? What are the key things? Now, I'm gonna ask you, Rob, because Rob has a secret business you don't know about. His name is actually Chip Gaines. You don't know that, but it is Chip Gaines. His wife is actually Joanna, not Jana. I know, it's crazy, right? All right, Chip, what are the most important selling points of a house when you're flipping a house?
That's really funny. Well, and I like that because you're talking about the most important sections of a house that are going to attract people to your house. And I think number one is always going to be the kitchen and just that kitchen area, right?
So the first place that you should film is the kitchen.
It is, yeah. For me, and I'm not going to just stay to the interior, but for me, it's that kitchen area. And I think, you know, everybody likes sort of the open concept nowadays. And I personally do as well. But it's actually starting to move back to more of a blocky kind of closing off the kitchen a little bit. There are more people that are interested in that. That's beside the point. But that area, whatever that looks like, can be a really cool selling point. So you want to get some really good images of that. But I would move to the outside. So if you've got a really nice backyard space, entertaining space in your backyard, that would be number two for me. I think that actually sells houses, is your backyard. And is it an oasis? Is it a place where people can come get away from the inside of the house and relax and do whatever you have to do back there, whether it's a pool, whether it's barbecue, etc. So that's number two. Number three, gosh, I don't know. It gets a little fuzzy from here. I think obviously if you've got a really nice master bedroom suite, that's a good one.
So number two, you're saying backyard. Number three, you're saying master suite.
I'm going to go with master suite.
Okay. I'm still 100% on board with this
tracking
list.
So. Okay. Gosh, what's beyond that? I think beyond that, if
you said master bedroom, if there's any balconies or views.
That's
so if
good.
The master bedroom has a good view balcony, you got to have that transition.
Show that. Yeah. In an image and a video if you can, right? Because you want to kind of give people the pan of what they can see. Obviously, not everyone has.
I think living spaces are a big deal too. Because like even if you have like a formal living room and, you know, like a family room, showing those is really important because people don't really care too much. I mean, bathrooms are important, but you're very limited in how you can shoot bathrooms. And in fact, I just learned a trick on accident. This last go around at that ranch house, I took a portrait picture. So portrait, not landscape, not portrait like face, portrait like the shape of the image. A portrait picture of the shower, which was walk-in, about 6 feet deep, probably 3 feet wide, multi-head, that gray wood, but it's a tile, is the tile in the whole thing.
Yeah,
so I took a portrait image. And then I just did Ken Burns to go from the top of the image to the bottom of the image in a perfect pan online. So it was actually a picture that I turned into video.
That's cool.
That was because Jason screwed up all the interior video. So.
But it worked. It ended up being for the best. And so in number three, when I say bedroom suite, I'm including the bathroom in that. So if it's the master bedroom can be an oasis for whoever that master bedroom belongs to. And beyond that, yeah, I think whatever the other better features of the house are, I mean, you're going to have to gauge based on the house. And when you say living space, again, when I say the kitchen area, again, because so many of these houses nowadays are open concept, like I think of the one that we have listed right now that my wife just worked on to sell, it's got a really cool kitchen that opens up into a really cool homey den, right? The whole Joanna Gaines thing. And so we want to feature that whole thing from one end to the other so somebody gets the feel of living in that entire space. And so that kind of all goes together for me. So number four and five, it's going to depend on the house and what are the better features of that house. It might be an amazing foyer. It might be an amazing second bathroom. It might be that there's a pool in the back and there's a really cool space for like the shower and just kind of how that whole space interacts with the person that's using it. So I guess what I'm going to say, a bit of a cop out, is four and five. It's going to depend on what the house gives you. So I don't think I would be able to go. I don't want to give you four and five. I want you to figure out what four and five are.
Oh, I just had the most messed up images in my head about what the house can give you. I'm not even going into it.
I don't even know where you're going with that.
No, it's a mixture of Scary Movie and Smart House from Disney Channel, like all mixed together is bad.
That's funny.
So anyway.
That's what I can only imagine. Actually, I can't even imagine.
I'll tell you after the show.
Okay.
I think that was really good information. Another thing, too, when you're shooting real estate, shooting with an Osmo or a slider or some way to stabilize your camera, you're going to get much better shots. If you can't afford that, you would be shocked at how far a ball head tripod and a piece of spandex will go. So,
wow, you really need to elaborate on that.
Well, what I would do is I would literally take Sarah's old, what are they called, yoga pants.
Okay.
And I would cut the... I hope she doesn't listen. I would cut the top off, you know, the waistband.
Because it's happened?
Yeah. Yes. I cut. Well, this is when I was first getting off. Look, you can either have resources or be resourceful, okay? It's one of the two.
That's
okay?
Right. Or both.
So I cut the waistband off her yoga pants, cut it in half, and tied it to the handle of the tripod and just set the tripod, tension just enough so that it would kind of come to its own stop and it would be very slow. And I would have to move the band significantly to actually get the camera to move. That way, when I let off on the power, the tension of the band itself would actually slow the camera down. So actually, my very first job with Ranchline, that's how I got the super smooth shots. And it was because of that video. He's hired me for every other video.
That's awesome.
I mean, seriously. Because of a piece of spandex from yoga pants.
That's like actually a great story.
That's a true story.
Tell that story more often.
Anyway, all right, guys, that is going to do it for us today. Hope you enjoyed the show. Leave us a review if you did, and don't be afraid to subscribe. And please share the show with someone. My birthday was last week. How about a birthday present? Share the show with someone. Thanks, sweetheart. Later.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.